This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Denise DeGaul. She is a best-selling author of Healthy Living, Happy Life, A Practical Path to Finding the Healthy Lifestyle That Works for You. It's an international bestseller in six countries across multiple health and fitness categories. And Denise, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Eric. I'm really excited to chat with you today.
Hey, thanks for your time, Denise, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you and taking away some insight per your expertise. So for starters today, tell us, what are the buckets that you refer to in your book, and what do we need to know about those buckets?
Sure. The buckets, I like the phrase the buckets because it's a visual that people can understand. But the buckets are those diets that people fall into, whether it's vegetarian or vegan or keto or paleo. That's kind of the buckets. And my thought process and my background in training is no one needs to actually be in a bucket. There's really no need for that. Unless somebody absolutely decides it's what they want to do, it's part of their lifestyle. So when it comes to buckets, you know, one week you can, you know, have the keto bucket. One week you could check out the vegetarian bucket. And really, once you do that, you can kind of find that lifestyle, that food lifestyle, that healthy eating lifestyle that works for you.
And of course, that certainly leads me to the next question. What do you mean by eat real food? What is real food?
Absolutely. I think in this day and age, we have gotten so far away from understanding what real food is that it is important to say, okay, real food, let's get back to the basics. Real food are the fruits and veggies, the plant-based foods like whole grains, nuts and seeds, beans and legumes, and then your meats and seafood, those type of things. Pretty much things that grow naturally or are natural in our on our planet.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. We certainly need to go back to eating real food. We've gone a long way from doing just that, so great you brought that up. What kind of good decisions make for a healthy lifestyle? I'd like to hear your perspective there.
It really is, because there's so many things. We're so busy that making a good decision when it comes to a healthy lifestyle kind of gets pushed to the back of our mind, you know, kind of like in the back seat of the car. And so some of those healthy decisions, obviously eat real food is the number one, first and foremost. If we're eating real foods, then we look good, we feel good, our body's doing the right thing, and we actually have the ability, a better ability to make good decisions. And some of those things are drinking water as opposed to soda, easy decision. Getting a good night's sleep. So often people that I talk to are sleep deprived. They're like, oh yeah, I'm great on 5 hours of sleep. I hate to tell them, but they're not. That's not a great decision. Sure, every now and then I may not get a great night's sleep, but it's a important decision to say then, okay, so I didn't sleep well last night. Maybe I should go to bed a little early tonight to make sure that my body is functioning and at its optimal best. Some of the other good decisions, going out for a walk, not sitting at your desk during lunchtime. And I have to admit, that's one of the things that I know I have to remind myself. I shouldn't be sitting eating lunch at my desk. There's absolutely no reason to do that. It's fine if you do it every now and then, but we don't want every now and then to become every single day.
Denise, really appreciate your time and joining us here today. We're speaking with Denise DeGaul. She is a best-selling author of Healthy Living, Happy Life, A Practical Path to Finding the Healthy Lifestyle That Works for You. It's an international bestseller in six countries across multiple health and fitness categories. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, one factor that I think is really important, and I'd like to hear you talk about this a little further, why is accountability important?
So we talked about eating real food. We talked about making good decisions. And to me, this is the third piece of what I call the Living Healthy List method, or the Healthy Living Happy Life method, is the accountability piece. most of us think that accountability, we're accountable to our boss, we're accountable to our family. The challenge is, if we're not accountable to ourselves first and foremost, all of those other things fall apart. Why? If we're not accountable to the decisions that we're making day in and day out, eating real food, getting sleep, exercise, the only person that we can blame when, you know, our health starts to fail and we don't feel good and we start to lose weight, whatever it might be, we only have ourselves to blame. So if we're accountable to those decisions, whether they're good decisions or not great decisions, I hate to say bad decisions. So for example, one night you go out and have pizza and beer and chicken wings on a Friday night. Now, you know, none of those are real food the way they're prepared. And instead of saying to yourself, yep, I did that. I went out Friday night. I had those foods. No guilt. I did great. I'll move forward next time. Most of the time we say, oh yeah, I went out with my friends and they ordered all this food and, you know, it was their fault that I ate it. So like I said, initially, the flip side is, okay, fine. You did it. You ate it. You made that decision. But the accountability piece is to say, okay, what am I going to do now? What's the next best decision I can make? And once you start to understand the accountability piece and how you really are in control. If you are accountable to you and your actions, your decisions, you're in control of your healthy, happy life.
Well, it certainly does make a lot of sense. And that accountability piece, that is really important when it comes to our health. And again, great insight and feedback there. Lastly, what is the one message you want to leave us with about dieting versus a healthy lifestyle? I'm sure listeners want to hear from you in that regard.
Absolutely. Diets don't work long term. We've seen this for years. If diets actually worked, there would be no need for diet pills, programs, or health coaches, really. They don't work. In the short term, sure, somebody might lose weight. Now, let me clarify, being on a diet is different from the diet that you eat. So being on a diet essentially is scarcity. I can't eat this, you know, starving yourself. That's being on a diet. And we know short term, the scarcity, and as soon as you say, I can't eat that, you want that. So you can understand right with that, diets can't work long term. Being on a diet is stressful, it's frustrating, and it really messes with one, eat real food, make good decisions. And the accountability piece really starts to waver when you're hungry and your tummy is growling. So on the flip side, what I like to talk about is your diet being the diet of the foods that you eat. And that becomes a lifestyle. It's eating intuitively. Eat when you're hungry. Eat when you are, instead of when you're bored, eat when you're hungry. And it may not be at 6 o'clock at night when everybody else is having dinner. So when you're on a diet, you're stressed out. When you have a diet, you know what to eat. You can prepare very simply. And that comes ease.
Again, Denise, we want to thank you for joining us here today. And again, for introducing your book. You are the author of Healthy Living, Happy Life, A Practical Path to Finding the Healthy Lifestyle That Works for You. Where can listeners get more information on the book, pick up the book, and also get more details on you as well?
Absolutely. So I am technically the CEO and curator at livinghealthylist.com. So you can find more about me and what I do at Living Healthy List at www.livinghealthylist.com. You can find me on LinkedIn under Denise Stegall, and then Facebook and Instagram under Living Healthy List. And for the book, for Healthy Living, Happy Life, you can find that on Amazon.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, listeners, it is livinghealthylist.com. Denise, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Denise Stegall. She is the best-selling author of Healthy Living, Happy Life, A Practical Path to Finding the Healthy Lifestyle That Works for You. Again, it's an international bestseller in 6 countries across multiple health and fitness categories. And for further details, visit livinghealthylist.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the Yale Health Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.